This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
Today's total solar eclipse will occur between 12:30 and 3 p.m., with peak totality occurring between 1:42 and 1:46. Only parts of the area will experience totality, where the moon completely blocks out the sun. All of this area will see at least 95% of the sun eclipsed by the moon outside of totality. Today's eclipse will be the last total solar eclipse visible from the continental United States for the next 20 years. A total solar eclipse is the only type of solar eclipse where viewers can briefly remove their eclipse glasses, which, by the way, are not the same as regular or even prescription sunglasses. Only take your eclipse glasses off during what's known as totality, the brief period of time when the moon is completely blocking the sun. For more information on the solar eclipse, visit science.nasa.gov/eclipses. There are numerous activities planned in the area for today's total solar eclipse. For a complete listing, visit parasolareclipse.com. The three people who died in a small plane crash in Pushmataha County late last week south of Antlers have been identified. The victims, all from Antlers, were the pilot, 62-year-old Brian Davis, 23-year-old Michael Davis, and 21-year-old Kelly Thompson. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol did the preliminary investigation, but federal investigators are taking over. There is no word on what caused the crash. A crowd estimated as several thousand attended the Paris Steak Wars at Love Civic Center over the weekend. Several dozen cooking teams competed, and the championship was awarded to On the Block Beef of Paris and Sulphur Springs. The winning team was composed of Jessica and Donald Majewski, Johnny Morgan, Joey DiTommaso, and Chantel DiTommaso. Sulphur Springs and Hopkins County officials, as well as the Chamber of Commerce, have been preparing for 2 years for today, when the area is in the path of totality for the total eclipse. Officials predicted between 40 and 50,000 people could be visiting Hopkins County for the eclipse. And law enforcement is all hands on deck to keep things safe and under control. Extra first responders will be on duty, and law enforcement will even be using air patrol to see which areas need monitoring. At about 10 o'clock Saturday night, Greenville police responded to the area of the 1700 block of Stonewall in reference to a shooting. When officers arrived, it was confirmed that a man was dead. It's reported that there were multiple witnesses to the shooting, but no one has come forward with any information. The investigation is continuing. If you have any information, contact Detective Potts at 903-453-0428. For a complete listing of everything going on in the Sulphur Springs area today, visit TotalEclipseSSTX.com. There are numerous activities planned in the area for today's total solar eclipse. For a complete listing, visit Parasolareclipse.com. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.